Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We began a series a few weeks ago we're calling The Joy of Faith. The Joy of Faith. And we ended last week on a part of this, and we were very excited. Do you remember that? We were,
amen.
Woo! You don't remember. We were very excited. And let's look at our text, and we'll pick up kind of where we left off and move forward. Turn with me to 1 Peter. In 1 Peter 1 and 5, he says, "You're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice." Everybody say, "Greatly rejoice."
Greatly.
Now, rejoice is good, but greatly is more volume and more of it.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Somebody say, "Greatly rejoice."
Greatly rejoice.
Greatly rejoice.
Greatly rejoice.
Now, we've been talking about joy and rejoicing and being glad. And Jesus told us that we must become converted and become like little children. Well, little children, unless they're taught differently or something coerces them, it's the most natural thing for them to laugh and sing and shout and squeal and dance. All you got to do is play some music. Am I telling the truth? Just play some music and they start moving. They don't care what it looks like or what you think. It's music. You dance. They're probably wondering, why aren't you dancing? And it's a very good question. It's a very good question. We had to change somewhere along the way and get stuffy. At some point in our life, we suppressed that. We suppressed it. We're not supposed to suppress it. We're supposed to be quick to believe and quick to expect. And that's going to give you expectation. That expectation is going to give you joy. So quick to be joyful, quick to laugh, quick to shout, quick to praise, quick to celebrate, quick to dance, quick to rejoice. And the Lord told us, didn't He? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Did you understand that's connected with He always causes us to triumph? Always rejoicing and always winning go together. I said they go together. Why did the Lord tell us? In everything, give thanks. Give praise to Him continually. The fruit of your lips, giving thanks to His name. Why did He say, rejoice evermore? I mean, over and over and over, we're told to rejoice, be glad, all the time. Now, millions of believers are ignoring this. Just like it's not even in the Bible. Rejoice evermore, always. Did He say it or not?
Yes.
I'm seeing interesting looks across the crowd. Put up on the screen. Let's get this established. Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:4 is New Testament.
Amen.
What does it say?
Rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord.
All the way.
At least a couple of times a week. Huh? Don't go too many months without rejoice. Do what? Do what?
Rejoice, joy.
All way. And again, in case you didn't get it, I said,
rejoice.
What'd he say? I said, rejoice in the Lord all the time. They say, what? What did he say? I said, rejoice.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
Rejoice. Say it out loud. Rejoice.
Rejoice.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Now you will be tempted not to do that. But why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't we do that? Okay. Romans 12:12 says rejoicing in hope. That's why we're rejoicing, is because of expectation of good. Well, then why wouldn't you be rejoicing? Because you're not expecting any good. You're expecting bad. You're sad because you're expecting bad. You're glad because you're expecting good. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice evermore. Young's literal says, always rejoice. NIV says, be joyful always. Should we take this seriously?
Yes.
How often is always?
Always.
Should you get up rejoicing?
Yes.
Rejoice all through the day?
Yes.
Go to bed rejoicing?
Yes.
Should you?
Yes.
Should we?
Yes.
Why aren't we? Why don't we do it? Psalm 34:1. I will. It's an act of your will. It's a choice. Not based on how you feel, but a choice, an act of your will. Somebody say, it's not based on how I feel.
It's an act of will.
Come on, say it again. It's not based on how I feel. He didn't say rejoice when you feel like it. You're not always going to feel like rejoicing. And yet he told us to rejoice all the time. So that means we're going to be rejoicing at times we don't feel like rejoicing. Well, why did he say do it? Because it's key to accessing strength. The times you least feel like it are the times you most need to do it, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we're feeling the most weary and we're feeling the least glad, the least joyful, it indicates we are weak and getting weaker. We need strength. And it is the simplest way to access the greater one inside us. All the strength we could ever use and need is already on the inside. All we got to do is access it. Plug in. And the Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The Spirit of God can quicken you inside and out. But it's not independent of us. We need to do what he told us to access it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's not just a mindless, useless habit. It is a way of accessing strength from the Holy Spirit to the inner man, which can quicken the mind, the emotions, and the body. But what do many people do? What did the Scripture say? Let the weak say,
I am strong.
Well, if you're strong, should that make you depressed or glad?
Glad.
Make you glad. But what do most people do? If they're weak, what would they say? I just feel so weak today. Y'all pray for me. Well, if you don't change that, it won't do us much good to pray for you. I'm serious. Because the Spirit of God can be trying to minister something to you, but remember the Lord said, your words have been stout against me. If he says, you're strong, and you say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not. I just feel so weak. Well, that's how you feel. Do you want it to change, or you want to stay with this? I just feel so weak. All of us have felt weak at times. But let the weak say, I need to be. I've got to be. What's your language? Man, I've got to get better. That won't help you at all. There's zero faith in that. I desperately need some money. There's zero faith in that. You needing something, that's not going to help you at all. Y'all with me, friends? Watch your words. We've got to get this. That's not going to help you at all. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. I call all my bills paid. I call my body strong. If you believe that, what do? Lay down and cry? No, if you believe that, you rejoice. And if you rejoice because you believe it, strength begins to come up in you. And maybe you didn't feel like rejoicing when you started, but it won't be long until you begin to feel stronger and better, and that makes you want to do it all the more. There are so many reasons, I'm sure we don't know the half of them, why the Lord told us. Now, kiddies, because to Him, little ones, here's what I want you to do. I want you to rejoice and praise me in the morning and be glad and rejoice in the middle of the day and be glad and rejoice and give thanks and praise me at nighttime. Praise and rejoice all the time, little ones. Why? It's so simple. It opens the door for a flow of continuous strength and help in our life. Do you believe it or not? It's not just a religious thing. It's not just a mindless habit. It's setting spiritual laws and forces into motion. Joy is a force. It's a life force. It's the Spirit of life that raised Jesus from the dead and will also quicken your mortal body by its Spirit, His Spirit that dwells in you. I'm getting excited talking about it right now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.